Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle, a run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
Al Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw News Brief. We're going to try to keep this one brief today. Quick reminder, though, later on today around 4 p.m. Pacific, we're going to be doing The Numbers Don't Lie on China. So be sure to subscribe over at patreon.com/Steven Larson at $5 a month. You can vote on that. You can check out the episode. You can watch it live. Also, if you're a Twitch sub, YouTube channel member. And before we get started, do us a favor. Hit that subscribe button. Hit that like button. Larson, what's in the news?
What's in the news? So, of course, earlier this week, was it this week, last week? I don't know. Time is a flat circle right now for me. We learned that Adam Cole's contract had expired. He's working on a deal. They'll take him through SummerSlam weekend. Seems like he could be a free agent very soon. Also seems like another NXT star could likewise be a free agent very soon. Fightful Select. Go subscribe to Fightful Select. Do great work over there. Is reporting that Pete Dunne's deal is set to expire very soon, with one source suggesting to Fightful that it could be as soon as after SummerSlam, though it's obviously not confirmed. So, you know, that'd be two potential huge losses for NXT if they lose Adam Cole and Pete Dunne.
I think it'd be one huge loss for NXT and one pretty decent sized loss for NXT. And Pete Dunne hasn't really filled the potential that we see in him in NXT Prime. They've never really seemed to want to pull the trigger fully with him. And obviously he had a stellar run in UK. He was part of the foundational core of that brand. But I do feel like this is one of those things. It's a shame that we never got to see like British Strong Style have a really, really, really strong run like an NXT Prime. Like I would love to see. And you never know. Pete Dunne might be the kind of guy who's like, hey, with that, if Adam Cole is leaving, that opens up another spot.
Entirely possible.
For somebody potentially to fill. He's in sort of a position right now where, you know, they brought Rich Holland came back from that pretty nasty injury. And they got Oney Lorcan there with them. So it's sort of open-ended in terms of exactly what he's going to do, because Holland is kind of the guy in that group now.
It seems like it, yeah.
It's a little weird.
I know.
But, yeah, I don't know. You know, you and I are both huge, huge Pete Dunne fans.
He's great. He's amazing.
I just, when I look at the landscape, if he were to leave NXT, I don't know where, I don't know what he'd do, you know, like would AEW take on another guy from WWE? I mean, I know it's the popular thing right now to say, oh, look, they're signing up everybody from WWE.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I just don't know. I'm sure they could find a good fit for him there, but I don't know if his spot would significantly be improved in AEW than it is in NXT. I think Adam Cole's would be if they have no plans for him on main roster, for sure. I mean, AEW's a no-brainer. Yeah. Pete Dunne, I don't know. I don't know about
that. Well, Adam
that.
Cole's in a situation where he's done everything he can do in NXT at this point, you know?
And
If it seems like his prospects on the main roster aren't great, then do you just kind of stay in NXT and kind of spin your wheels, or do you try something else?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Whereas Pete Dunne, he's done everything he can pretty much do in NXT UK. He held that title forever.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, in NXT Prime, you know, there's still a lot for him to do, so it's entirely possible. He's like, well, I'll give this another couple of years, see it through, see what happens. If still nothing works out, then weigh options then. Who knows?
I would love to see, I mean, to be honest, I would love to see Pete Dunne in New Japan.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's like either Bullet Club or, you know, the Empire Today. I don't know. You know, one of those crews or just going solo. The idea of Pete Dunne in the G1 is pretty awesome.
That'd be pretty phenomenal.
So if, you know, me as a fan of Pete Dunne, if I would want to see him do anything, it'd be probably New Japan, because I think they'd probably make the most use out of, I mean, imagine him in the kind of produced intro video that they gave Mox with his Death Rider thing. Mm-hmm. That would be pretty cool to see, you know? If he were to leave, that'd be ideal. You have to ask yourself, if you're Pete Dunne, it's like, okay, are they going to do something with me? Like, they did something with me in UK, but now that I'm here in Prime, are they going to do something with me?
Exactly.
Would be the question you want to ask yourself. Or is he just content? He's still pretty young. He's like 27, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Is he cool? Hey, you know, I got a couple more years before I even hit my prime.
You know, and they've taken some time on NXT TV to set up potentially something between Pete Dunne and Samoa Joe. You got to think Samoa Joe was walking away from TakeOver with that NXT title. Mm-hmm. A feud between him and Pete Dunne could be some really great stuff.
It could be some really great stuff. And then you have to ask yourself, okay, where does Pete Dunne go from there?
Yeah.
You know, does he feud with Swerve for the North American title, who they obviously have big plans for Hit Row? I don't know if Swerve's going to get rid of that title anytime soon. I just don't know where fits. You know, he's always been the kind of guy who's been on the other end of, okay, well, they're going to do this with this guy, they're going to do this with this guy. But it's not ever, doesn't really seem like it's ever really been Pete Dunne since he's been to NXT Prime. And it hasn't been that long, but you got to start asking yourself, okay, what are your guys' plans with me, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. NXT UK stars and former champions at the WWE Performance Center. Apparently, there is a former champion spotted at the Performance Center of late. Ooh. Steve, what is this about?
Ooh, so PW Insider is reporting that former NXT UK women's champion Kaylee Ray is currently in Florida. Whether she'll be appearing on WWE NXT programming stateside is unknown at this time, but we confirm Ray has been seen at the Performance Center in Orlando this week. She's also been not seen in NXT UK since she dropped her title to Mako Satomura.
Again, she had that belt for a very long time.
A very long time, yeah.
So would not be surprised if she gets the call up to NXT Prime at this point.
Yeah.
Again, she's pretty much done everything she can do in NXT UK, especially now that there's been some call-ups from the women's division NXT to the main roster. It's probably a good time for NXT Prime to bring someone over from NXT UK to fill out the depth of the division.
That would seem to be the thing, given that they took, you know, Tegan, Shotzi,
Tony Storm.
Potentially Tony Storm. I mean, Scarlett didn't really wrestle, but they got Scarlett now, apparently. And then who knows how this Raquel Gonzalez Dakota Kai thing would sort itself out. But, you know, the story there is basically Raquel has said, there's nobody left to challenge me. So this would be a big name. If they spend a couple months, maybe if Dakota Kai gets that title off Raquel, they spend a couple months to get it back on Raquel, winning that feud eventually. Kaylee Ray comes in sooner than later and takes out a bunch of, you know, smaller feuds, maybe, or takes on a bunch of smaller feuds to get her to the point to Raquel Gonzalez. They're going to want Raquel Gonzalez on main roster sooner than it would not shock me one bit if in October Raquel ended up on main roster via
entirely
the draft.
It
wouldn't
possible.
Shock me at all. So Kaylee Ray, I think she could be a killer you know, next in line for that NXT Prime mm-hmm. women's title. I could mm-hmm. totally see that.
Totally. Speaking of NXT UK, we watched that today, and oh, wow. What a main event. 30-minute Iron Man match between A-Kid and Jordan Devlin. Just, you know, you worry with the 30-minute Iron Man match or any sort of Iron Man match, whether it's an hour or 30 minutes, that it's gonna there's going to be lulls in the action. That wasn't the case with this. At no point was there not something happening that had a direct bearing on the outcome of the match. It could have been 2 minutes in or 28 minutes in. Everything they did in this match had a direct bearing in terms of the finish of the match. It was pretty outstanding.
It was like three mini stories told perfectly within a larger story.
Mm-hmm.
And it got to a point at the end when you're just sitting there like, it's almost like, you know, a horror movie. You're just telling A-Kid, hey, dude, just hang in there. And they're giving headbutts, accidental headbutts, just striking each other till they're laid out.
And then and the finish, the last 3 minutes or so was the perfect amount of intentionally sloppy. Because they've gone through a battle for the preceding 27, 28 minutes. They could barely stand up at this point. And they're just doing like short little strikes, kicks, just making contact with anything, with any sort of force behind it, covering, trying to get an easy, quick pin. It was really, really well done. The desperation at the end, especially from Jordan Devlin, trying to get that last strike or last blow on A-Kid that could maybe help him tie it up, was pretty well done. Everything from top to bottom just like perfectly executed here.
This was a brilliantly told story, and it's on my short list of match of the year candidates because it was just, I mean, I couldn't imagine this in front of a crowd.
Oh man,
you know, this would have been just electric in front of a crowd. NXT UK is really putting together when they build to a big match, they are on par with the best wrestling on the planet. They really are. And this, I'm telling you, TakeOver 36, Walter versus Ilya, it's going to be a match of the year candidate. I'm telling you, I will not be shocked if that ends up being my match of the year.
It's entirely possible. NXT UK is one of those things, and it's kind of been that way from the beginning, where whatever's the main event of the show is usually really, really good and usually has a decent amount of story behind it. It's the undercard stuff. Like, someone will bump into somebody, a match will happen because of that. You know, so often feuds are motivated by the smallest little things, or even matches are motivated by the smallest little things. And sometimes it's funny, it's entertaining and stuff. But when they actually invest time to build up a story that's meaty, that's got something to it beyond just, you know, a little interaction where people get upset with each other, they can deliver some really good stuff like this main event. It's top-notch stuff.
They can. And I mean, I really enjoy our UK streams on Thursdays because there is, you know, getting to know the characters is kind of the thing. You know, there's a charm, number one, it's only an hour long. And the charm is in the characters, but you know, you're absolutely right. It's not a story-heavy show, but, you know, there are all sorts of wonderful little quirks about it. It's a really charming show, and it can deliver some really spectacular wrestling. I mean, Mako Satomura is one of the best wrestlers on the planet, and she's their women's champion, and it's really good stuff.
Yeah, show kicked off with Zaya Brookside versus Blair Davenport. Blair pretty much dominated a vast majority of this match. End up hitting Akamagoye at the end to get the win, and then afterwards hits Zaya with like a kind of a Falcon Arrow, but also kind of a Steiner screwdriver looking thing.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
After the match.
Yeah. We also had a Mustache Mountain interview that was aired from last week after their match against
Symbiosis.
Symbiosis, yeah. And then Pretty Deadly interrupts that. They're in the hallway. They challenge them. Mustache Mountain gleefully accepts. And then speaking of Tyler Bate, the Heritage Cup champion, Sid Scala announced a tournament for a new number one contender for his Heritage Cup. And so that's going to kick off, I think, probably next week.
Yeah, 8-man field.
Yes.
And then we get a Isla Dawn video package. She's out in the woods. There's like a little box or something in the dirt, and she pulls something out of it. That's all I kind of remember. It was well produced, though. And then we got a subculture interview, and then Flash Morgan Webster notices that Wolfgang is just doing something. And goes up, says, hey, the stuff that you and Mark Coffey have been doing, you know, like challenging people, this kind of one-upsmanship between Wolfgang and Mark Coffey, is pretty genius. Slap! Just slaps Wolfgang across the face and then sprints out of there.
Wolfgang was shocked. Did not expect that to happen.
Did not.
That's going to be good. We had Danny Jones and Josh Morrell taking on the new tag team of Jack Stars and Dave Mastiff. We're going to see if all that hard work in the gym, in the PC, paid off. And in fact, it did. Mastiff picked up the win for his team with a cannonball on Josh Morrell.
Yep. Then we got Amel. She's getting her makeup done. And then Nina Samuels just walks in and starts talking a bunch of trash.
Yeah.
They start, you know, arguing with each other. And then refs come break it up.
Mm-hmm. We had an Valkyrie promo talking sort of a response to Jenny's promo from last week. And then we had a small bit in the Performance Center when Stevie Turner walks up to Mako Satomura and says, who is teaching a couple of the students there, says, there's nothing you can teach them that
I can't. That's what
that I couldn't. Yeah. And then she sort of pokes at her. Mako grabs her hand and she's like, ow, ow, that hurts. And then Mako lets go and she says, you should be a scared of me.
Yeah. That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Then we had our main event, A-Kid versus Jordan Devlin. First fall happened about 10 minutes in. Devlin had been working A-Kid's leg, puts him in a clover leaf. A-Kid taps. Devlin's up 1-0. And then about 10 minutes later, roughly, A-Kid is working over Devlin's arm, puts on a cross arm breaker. Devlin taps. It's tied 1-1. This listing off the falls here really does a disservice to the stories leading up to each fall. This is really something you have to watch and appreciate. So towards the end, Devlin taps out to A-Kid's finish, and it's great. There's this really great sequence where A-Kid's knee is obviously compromised based on the injury that Jordan caused to it weeks back, plus the damage he incurred during this match where he's having a hard time locking on his finish, eventually gets it in. Devlin has to tap, so now A-Kid is up 2-1. And from that point on, it was just like, I'm throwing whatever I can out here quick-like to try to get a quick fall.
Yeah.
And so there's all these little quick like jab forearms, especially from Devlin. He's just trying to get a shot in and get a cover. He gets that forearm on A-Kid, covers with like 2 seconds left, and as the ref counts one, time expires.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A-Kid gets the win.
God. Man. Yeah, that was solid
just
stuff.
Good storytelling, perfectly paced too. Just perfectly paced.
Absolutely. We got an Impact Wrestling tonight. Well, we don't. It's not going to be on our Twitch because they stopped doing that. But we will be going live on Twitch at the usual time of 5 o'clock for an emergency meeting of the Going In Raw government to discuss the futures of Thursday nights on Twitch. But if you plunk down a dollar over there at Impact's YouTube channel, you can watch the show.
You can watch Impact, yeah.
And or if you have access, if you're one of the 50... you know, homes in America that has access, you can see me watch it there as well.
Yeah. I don't have it, which is weird.
Yeah.
You got
Kenny Omega and the Good Brothers versus Eddie Edwards. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sammy Callahan and Frankie Kazarian.
Chris Bay.
Versus.
No, do you want to say Chris Bay? There you go.
Versus Juice Robinson.
Fire and Flava versus Jordan Grace and Rachel Ellering.
Man, I think this is the episode that Kayla makes her appearance in the Impact Zone because apparently she said that Chris Bay did something with his intro, with his entrance, where he like stood next to her and she got a bunch of screen time, but we're not going to see her in the Impact Zone now. Might have to plunk down that dollar, make a gif out of it. We got Fire and Flava versus Jordan Grace and Rachel Ellering.
And then Jake Something versus Daivari versus Rohit Raju versus Trey Miguel.
I imagine it's probably gonna be a fun Impact tonight.
I know. I wish we could watch it in the usual means we used to watch it, but
I don't like change. I don't like change.
The universe is telling us otherwise.
Yeah, you know, we'll roll.
Exactly.
Exactly. Anyways, thanks everybody for tuning in. We appreciate it. Hopefully you'll join us for The Numbers Don't Lie in a couple hours from now.
Yep.
Thanks for watching. Till next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.